I have a young lady here who has a lot of game. I told her I wanted to share some game with you guys. So we're gonna go into a quiet area.
Ooh, it's cold out here.
So that we can chop up this game.
Ask me any questions, right? That's what we're doing?
Yeah, you can ask her any question that you have for a woman. One of the biggest interests for them is how to meet women, what to say to women.
Okay.
I think they have a lot of issues with chicks disappearing and not like kind of flaking on them type shit.
100%. Leave a woman alone. Like, don't overly talk to her. Another thing, don't message her repeatedly. Make a woman message you. Even if it takes a few days, like, if you immediately hit her up, like, okay, go out with her one night, send her a text, hey, hope you made it home safe, we had a great night, and leave it at that. Don't hit her up in the morning. Don't do anything. Allow her to message you next.
Gotcha.
Being annoying or like clingy is the worst thing you can do. It makes her feel like it's not a chase. Women like a chase too. They like a challenge.
Yeah. If you guys just join, it's Marquette Devon Burton, the saint and the sinner, giving you lessons from a pimp.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But also, if you're like going in and trying to just talk to a woman randomly, don't be you approached me really well.
Okay, how did I approach you?
Well, we were playing craps.
We were playing
craps. Oh, we just met, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We just met yesterday.
Yeah. We just met. Yeah.
We just started playing craps. And you weren't like you kept playing your game and we had small conversation, but you didn't just stop paying attention to what you were doing to talk to me.
I didn't make you a priority.
No, you didn't.
Especially when the money's involved, folks. Because
100%.
I tell you, keep your eyes on the prize and focus on the chili.
Yeah, 100%.
And fellas, that's one thing that I always tell you is that you should absolutely have goals and focus on your goals, because then when you meet a chick, you don't 100%. Get so absorbed.
100%. The most attractive thing is a man who has priorities and goals and focuses on those. Also, I know I like fall in love with a man when he makes me a better person. When I'm like, oh, he's working out. Oh, he wants to do this. Oh, I want to do that too. I want to better myself. So a man who's like goal oriented. Yeah. If you can show a woman something new, like take her on a hike, take her like traveling or, you know, someplace new.
Well, let me ask you this, because you said you were giving some ideas on what you can do with the woman.
Yeah.
Are you talking about tricking on a woman? Like when you first meet her, what's
talking,
too much?
Okay, listen.
What's a good first date?
Are you guys
date?
Trying to be pimps? Are you guys trying
no,
to like...
No, they're not trying to get into the pimping, because pimping ain't easy. They're trying to find a nice young lady.
Yeah.
What's a woman's biggest turn-ons a man does subtly?
Subtly?
Yeah, that was the last question.
Okay, chivalry's not dead. When a man opens the door, that is extremely sweet. When he is assertive, when he, don't be like a pushover. We were talking about this.
Right.
A man who like lets me make all the choices, or I don't like that. I like an assertive man.
Ooh. He says, I'm trying to get into the pimping. Boy, you better stay out.
Oh,
pimping.
My gosh.
You better stay out.
What did your granddaddy say?
So we
it's
got
born in you.
We got 20 folks online right now. You know, a very important thing that Taylor just schooled you on, she says she likes a man who is assertive, which is a major component of being a man. A woman doesn't want another woman. That's a huge thing to remember. Jared Kramer, what is the thin line between checking a woman and disrespecting a woman?
Ooh. I think it's approach. You can be assertive in a respectful way. Just like you can be honest in a respectful way. And tone, definitely. Don't ever like raise your voice. Be respectful how you talk to her.
And I want to follow up with Taylor, just share with you, because she says it's an approach. The difference between checking a chick and being disrespectful is an approach. She said, don't raise your voice. And one thing I can tell you is that if you're a real man and she has any level of respect, you should never have to raise your voice. You being disappointed is meaningful. The way you look at her is meaningful. So you should never lose your cool.
Are we back?
That boy gone.
we're back.
I think we're back. All right, we're back. Are we here? All right. Well, let's pop down right here. All right. Can somebody make a message and confirm that we're back live again? Are we back cracking?
They said that button gone.
You back. Okay, cool. All right. Yeah. If you already typed in a question, go ahead and retype in your question so that we can answer it. These two right here? All right. Cool. Perfect. We apologize, because this is a special treat, because I remember when I was talking to Taylor, I actually enjoyed chatting with her because she has so much game, you dig? And me, I love listening and I love soaking up game, especially from a female, because you know chicks often are a little bit ditzy and goofy. So when she was dropping that game, I said, chuch, let me share with you guys. Do women mind knowing the guy they're dating is dating multiple women?
So it is like, openness, communication, that's a conversation you have to have with that woman. Some aren't.
Simple, okay. Yeah. All right, what else we got? I think we might have missed a few questions, so I'm just gonna scroll back real quick. It's almost as if there's some information we must learn ourselves. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Losing connection.
It's always fun when you're giving us the best game.
Hey, Austin, good morning, bruh. Ooh, that's a good question, Sad Bart.
Confrontational relationships, healthy relationships? I mean, you always have to be open and honest and have those meaningful or like those hard conversations. So, yeah, communication's important, but healthy communication's important.
So, say you have a chick who, what makes or breaks a man? Okay. I'm gonna try not to talk. I'm gonna just be an interviewer here. I'm gonna try not to talk because they get to hear from me all the time.
Yeah, but that's a man's conversation. I don't know what breaks a man.
What makes her break? Okay. Being a white woman, how do you handle racial divide from families? Oh, they're asking some deep ass questions.
I love it.
How do you handle, I'm gonna read this again. I'm sorry, bro. Being a white woman, how do you deal with the racial divide from families, friends, and associates, just to say that if you start to feel everybody is against y'all as a couple? Wow, that's a deep-ass question.
This is my man.
Right.
No, but I usually find myself in interracial relationships, and there are divides from families. Like, my real dad's extremely racist and we don't talk anymore.
Damn, she said her real dad is racist. Damn, y'all better listen to baby right here.
And I think it kind of just makes me think differently of that person in my family, because it's something I'm extremely against. And how can you judge a person just based off the color of their skin? So for me, it just makes me think less of that person who has a problem rather than the problem with my relationship.
Summary, folks, if the girl's fucking with you, she's fucking with you. If she's not fucking with you, anything will break that relationship. It's a weak bond, you dig? So as I tell you, go for the best. And if she's a fall down bitch, trade her in and get you a stand up hoe, you dig?
Not so much that. We're gonna, don't listen to that. You said
don't get you a stand up hoe. Don't get you a stand up hoe. Get you a good square girl.
No, not so much that. But if you have a woman who like is listening to her family or her friends more so than the relationship, then.
Big Heart, are you a woman or a man? I'm just curious. And Big Heart says hello.
Am I a woman or a man?
No, I'm asking Big Heart. Is Big Heart a woman or a man? Chuch. And Miguel says, how do you find an honest woman? Miguel, bruh, it's hard.
By being honest, I think it's
attraction.
Also just like read people.
If
you're good at reading people. And then also, if somebody does you wrong, leave them. Second chances, like if someone lies to you, they are a liar, you know?
Absolutely, I agree.
And massive shout out to your Brazilian woman in Australia.
Oh, you in Australia, bruh. I'm telling you, man. I've met so many baddies from Australia. I got to get out there, so I'm probably going to pull up on you.
You know the ratio of women to men in Australia? There's way more women.
There's more women than men.
Yeah, so the men have like the pick of the litter.
I got the pick of the litter anywhere, so I really need to touch down. You dig? But shout out, man. I will pull up in Melbourne for real, for real. I might pull up in South Africa shortly. And I might pull up in Bali. So if you're in Bali or Mumbai or South Africa or Melbourne, the big homie will be in a town near you. Big Heart writes, I'm non-binary, leaning toward dude. Cool. Fantastic. I like that name, Big Heart, though, because one thing people don't realize about what I promote is the heart is at the core of everything. Showing love to people so that people appreciate you. That's how you need to communicate, and always with love. So I like that name. Sidebar writes, is it wrong for men to have multiple sexual partners, and is it wrong to use money and status to get girls?
I don't think it's wrong to have multiple sexual partners, but safe sex is extremely important. Mm-hmm. So
you're not
safe.
Gonna let me go in there wrong?
Fuck no.
Can you guys look at the lips on this white girl? What is she doing with lips? Where'd she get that from? She said they all natural. I don't know. But they look good. If she got some fillers, they did a good-ass job. But carry on. He says, so you're saying it's okay to have multiple sexual partners?
If it's safe.
But you got to strap up.
100%.
Jimmy
especially, like, if you have a main chick and you guys do have an open relationship, communication with one another, like, is important. And also, just, like, why would you want to bring anything back to each other?
That I want to just testify real quick, and I'm going to get back to your questions. She says, strap up if you are having a little bit of extracurricular. If your girl's a sloppy Joe and you got some French fries on the side, make sure you put the Jimmy hat on, because you don't want to bring back your main chick any diseases. That would not be a good thing to share, folks.
What was my first impression of Mark, and what made that impression?
Oh, my first impression was he was very humble, very honest, very, like, just genuine, great listener. I looked at him and I was like, I've been out in Vegas for like 6 days, 7 days now, and I've met so many men, and I can tell you the biggest turnoff is, like, sitting down talking to a man and they're just talking about their business and how much money they make and blah, 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 blah. It's all a front. And then you, like, look at them and it's just all a facade. It's a lie. And I met Marquette and he wasn't talking about any of that. We were talking about real shit, and we went deep with our conversation. It was very humble and he was a great listener. So listen to a woman, she talks to you. Like, even if it's just like sitting at a bar, like, the great conversationalist is a great listener.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you.
Amen.
I love compliments from gorgeous women, you better believe it. And especially from people who have game, because to get a compliment from a fool means nothing, because they know very little. To get a compliment from someone who's wise means a lot. So I appreciate that, especially a compliment on listening, because I pride myself on listening and I want to be a better listener. I feel like I could be a lot better. So let me scroll back.
Thank you, Big Car.
Your friend is beautiful. Yeah, and she got a body on her too. She fit than a motherfucker. You should see her when she start walking away. I'ma just angle the camera down for
we'll
you.
Go off on my end.
But started reading Pimp by Iceberg Slim. Any other book recommendations? Also, when are you going to release chapter one of your book?
I know a book recommendation. I will too.
Oh, you got a book recommendation for the people? Okay, what do you got?
How to Win Friends by Dale Carnegie.
How to Win Friends and Influence People,
yes,
by Dale Carnegie.
One of the best books. It's about how to not offend others in conversations. It's kind of a book on manipulation in a way, but it helps you just, like, in all aspects of life. How to get ahead.
You guys should know that I'm a cool motherfucker, because my breath smells like onions right now, and I'm mad. I have to smell my own breath, and I'm mad having to smell it, and I'm breathing it directly on her. I know she can smell it. So that's when your game is tight, when your breath smells fucking horrible and you're still in the game. My book recommendation for you is The Richest Man in Babylon. Read that book and live by it. It will teach you great principles on managing and growing money, but also on living and being a proper man. We can get deeper after that. Your second question was, when is the first chapter of my book coming out? Usually I release it in chapters to, like, the many women who have been kind enough to edit it. But to you guys, especially my Patreon actually asked that. So if you haven't subscribed at all, go to www.patreon.com/thesaintandthesinner, because I know Sean is one of my Patreons and I appreciate you guys. So I'm gonna release it 100%. It's gonna be the very rough first draft of the manuscript. Manuscript's gonna be 100% of the book. I'm gonna let you guys choose what I should keep and what I should kick out of the book. Then we're gonna make another draft of it and release it back to you. So it'll be really rough, but it'll be raw. As you guys know, I always give it to you raw. No homo. I'm gonna give it to you raw. I'm gonna give it to her raw. She says strap up. I'm going in there straight raw. I'm shooting up the club.
He's not going
I'm gonna make her have me some tall, strong babies. Cause you know, she got these strong legs. She plays soccer. So we're gonna have some athletic ass babies with some nice lips too. Some nice lips. I don't even want no daughters. They gonna be too fine. Let me see what other questions you got. Damn. What do you do with a choosy Susie? I think it got bars. Yeah, what's a choosy Susie? She's asking. Do girls act different with guys they want to date or hook up with? What determines the kind of relationship they go get?
Well,
we got 30 people live for your knowledge.
That's the type of woman it is. I think some problems with women is they give it up too easily.
They give up the punani too easy.
Way too easily. So they could be really interested in the man, but then they just like give it up and then a man's not interested anymore. And then there's some women who they just want sex and they're going to give it up, but they were never looking for a relationship. So I think that a woman will know. Yeah.
Let me throw in two interesting pieces. Number one, one thing I always tell you guys, but I feel like a lot of you are not heeding it, is do not chase the vagina. Like, the vagina is of very little value. In fact, they're giving it out free out here. You know, the pimping, we want to sell it and put it on the market. They're giving it out free, so don't chase the vagina. It's everywhere. And it's so everywhere that I'm going to give you a quick anecdote. Today, I was doing something today, and I saw a young lady who was attractive, and then 10 minutes later, her friend came up to me and asked me if I saw her husband. I said, no, I haven't seen your husband. I don't know your husband. Give me a second. We might go out of service, but we're going to walk back here. No, there's a quiet place to sit back here.
You have a room key?
Yeah, I do. Come on. I got a room key.
You're good now.
I got the nicest room here.
You're good now.
Yeah, we're let's go way back here. This is the spot. All right. I'm sorry, guys. So a young lady comes up to me and asks me, have I seen her husband? I say, no, I haven't seen your husband. Then she says, okay, well, anyways, I want to introduce you to my friend. And then she points at her friend, which was a chick I'd seen earlier. And basically she says, my friend wants the dick. We've been in Vegas for a couple of days and she hasn't met anybody she likes. My friend wants the dick. And she was very straightforward and told me. And I say that because your question was about basically how long a woman will take to sleep with you. If a woman is very attracted to you and she knows that there's not a possibility of having a real relationship, she's gonna throw the pussy at you. She's gonna throw it at you. And the question is, are you gonna catch it and hit it like Mark McGuire? In that particular case, that chick wasn't up to my standards. She was a cute little Latina, but that wasn't really the lane I was trying to be in today. So I'm good. So don't chase the vagina. Let it chase you. Now let me go back to the last question. And by the way, my phone is dying. So when this joint cut off, it's over. How do you do it again, that it factor? How do you make men want to be you and women want to date you, if you know what I mean?
Personality, someone who if a man can make a woman laugh, you don't have to be that good of looking. If you have a great personality, you don't have to be as attractive.
That is so true, and the pimping can attest to that, because a lot of cats who are really engaged in it are not models, right? They pimp it from the mouthpiece, and personality is a huge thing to convey, and the great thing about personality is that it'll stick with you for a lifetime, if you have it.
Just like talk to random people, go to a bar, talk to people. If you're on a plane, if you're in an airport, like, people at the checkout counter, run it on them, just like, talk. Don't be shy. Talk to a lot of people so you can understand how to communicate with different kinds of people.
That is something I find very insightful. And you guys, if you listen to my other videos, you're talking about how to get you a bitch. I say spit a lot of game. Like, you have to use the law of large numbers. Even if you have no game, if you talk to 100 chicks, you're gonna get one or two, right?
But it's not even like about getting them. It's just seeing like, hey, what works, what doesn't. If you're trying to spit game, do it to like random people, test it out. Oh, that didn't work? Okay, well, I'll try this. Okay, that worked. Now I'm going to try it on someone I actually want.
Wow, that's a really good point. She's basically saying that if you're not constantly practicing, when it's game time, you won't be prepared. When you need to shoot your shot at a bad one, you're going to fumble the rock. I'm a really good-looking dude, but I have no game. Sad Bart, we need to fix that. You dig, holla at your boy for a consultation, because no game won't get the bills paid.
You need... What do you mean you have no game? Are you shy? Is he shy? Sad Bart, are you shy?
I don't know. Let's see what questions we got. What are the first things you look at to read a person's character, female or otherwise?
Body language, eye contact, are they listening? Are they talking just about themselves? Do they feel like engaged in the conversation, or do they look tired and they want to leave?
And you know what a good point is? Taylor gave an excellent book recommendation, which is How to Win Friends and Influence People. When you make your interaction with someone more about them than about you, then they're going to like you.
Remember a person's name, 100%. Say a person's name. I'm gonna take this.
Yeah.
If you're in a checkout counter or anywhere and this person has a name tag, when you walk away, just be like, oh, thank you, Jerry. Saying a person's name, remembering a person's name, that's the most important thing to them. That's the biggest thing.
Chutch. Hey, that's a really good point. Do not depend on your looks. And the crazy thing about it is that people like different things at a level. So if you're good looking, you won't be good looking to every woman. Mm-hmm. So that game is going to be clutch. You dig? Someone's name is Donald Unimpeachable Trump. You're funny as shit. I like that. Just be yourself. Be polite, confident, not too cocky. I agree. That's tabernacle. Thoughts on social media, and does it make women overvalue themselves with a laundry list of men simping in the comments and DMs? I'm not even gonna answer. I'm gonna answer this one. Man, these bitches are slimy, man. Let me tell you something that's crazy. I know a bitch that works at Steak and Shake, got way more follows than I do, and her head is so big, but she work at Steak and Shake. No disrespect to anybody who works in retail or fast food, but hell yeah, these dudes are blowing their heads up, and they have a bad perception of reality, and they've aggrandized themselves.
But what kind of woman are you trying to attract? I judge a man on his social media. If it's all shirtless photos or like just like flexing pictures, he's thirsty, it's a turnoff. I'll not hit him up at all. So if you're looking at a woman and it's just all ass shots or like all of these filtered photos just for likes and comments, why would you even want her anyways?
See, that's why I brought her on here, because of that kind of game. I'm gonna repeat what she said because it was so rich. She says, if a bitch just has booty shots on her picture, why are you interested? So big thing in your mind is, am I being one of these thirsty simps who are on her page making her feel bigger than she is? If she's on there flexing, you don't want that woman.
No, you want a woman who's out doing stuff. Interesting. You want a woman who is interesting, who's doing different things, who's reading books, going on hikes, going on trips, working. That's what you want.
She said you want a girl that's working. You know the big homie love a woman that works. Absolutely. You attract what you are. That's right, William. Amen. I agree. Let me go back, see if we missed some questions. Mozart Gates, what it do, baby? What does it mean to have no game? Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Shut up. Help him out. You be nice. Where is it? Oh.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh. Oh. Oh, hell no. Nah.
Okay.
I think he's asking the other guy, what does it mean to have no game? Every guy has some type of game. Some guys love tricking. Oh, and that's their game. You ain't never lied. Some guys try to use the money to get the honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to let you know that I got the game from a lot of people. There's this one guy named Kevin Cox. I got a video called How to Be a Player. And he told me, he's like, Quet, I slay all kind of Orange County housewives. Their men have millions of dollars, but they fuck with my broke ass because I got the game. I'm so juicy when it comes to the game. And the thing is, women want adventure. Human beings in general want adventure. We need variation. We don't want to do the boring 9-to-5. You need someone who's going to take you on a journey. And game can be a journey mentally. And so you gotta have that. The money will never get it done. So don't ever try to floss and think that that will be your go-to. Because there's always someone richer than you.
100%.
But do get your money game right. I'm highly, highly focused on you guys being good capitalists. You dig? Let's see what other questions you have. I gotta scroll because your big ass fingers scrolling this shit up, them Flintstone fingers. I don't know how to hold good in long conversations. Yeah,
but I'll work on that. Okay. Oh my gosh. Good. Let me know. Sad Bart Simpson. I used to kind of be the same way. Or I would just get nervous and I would think too much before I spoke. Listen to Joe Rogan podcast. I admire him for, he's a great conversationalist. He can have great conversation with great people, and he doesn't act like he knows it all. So listen to him and try to be like him. That's what I try to do. Be knowledgeable. The more knowledgeable you are, the more topics you know, the more conversations, the more relatable you are with other people.
You know what? That's golden advice. We got about 33 folks online right now, but that's golden advice. When she says be knowledgeable, that's going to enable you to reference things to relate to people. The goal of a conversation is not to have something to say. The goal of a conversation is to have something to hear, meaning that you say something that sparks other people to talk about themselves. And in fact, I hope that my book is a conversation to you. When you read my stories, I hope that you think about what's happened to you and what you're gonna do in your life today. So the goal of the conversation is not to talk about yourself or aggrandize yourself. You want the other person, after they're done talking, to not think, oh, you're very smart. You want them to think, well, damn, I'm really smart.
Yeah, because you learn from them. You learn from the conversation. And then guess what? What you just learned from him, when I go talk to someone else and they're like, oh, I'm interested in, you know, YouTube or creating a business. I'm like, oh, well, I just learned all of this information from him. Let me tell it to this person. Like, oh, I met this guy and he does this, this, and this. Oh, check out his page, check out his YouTube. And now I just found a person and they're interested in you now. Like, that's how conversation works, I feel like.
Okay, oh, and I saw Droney hopped on. And Droney, what it do, baby? Always good to see you on here. And obviously I wanna shout out everyone who donates. Because you guys really allow me to do this work. And Taylor, for example, was just telling me, she was saying, Marquette, you're corporate, you run a technology company, talking about the pimping, is that gonna slow up your money? Absolutely. And that's why when you guys donate, it helps me continue this work, because inevitably, the more I talk about the pimping, the more I talk about game, the lower my dollars go on the corporate side. But the reason I do this is because I think this critical game is gonna impact your life. I think when you find a good woman that you can settle down with and build a family, that's gonna give you a lifetime of happiness, and I wanna be a part of that. When you make good decisions that allow you to be a better money manager, or allow you to keep dangerous women out of your life, so you're not paying child support, getting your key card, or being hashtag me too, I feel like this is invaluable and this is more purposeful than anything I can do in corporate. So I appreciate everyone who gives donations, whether it's on my live streams, whether it's on Venmo or Cash App. Shout out to all of you guys. I really want to say thank you for that. And definitely all my Patreons. I think we got 17 or 18 Patreons. Three of you guys are online right now. So I appreciate you guys subscribing monthly. Taylor got that exotic look. Where's she from?
I'm from Nebraska, but like, I'm Polish, so.
Yeah, and I'm about to take a trip to Europe too. So if you guys are in Europe, expect your boy to pull up on you. And one thing I heard about Polish women is they have full lips. It appears to be true.
It's true.
And she's a thoroughbred too. What are you, like 5'8"?
No, I'm like 5'6", 5'7".
You're 5'6".
Yeah, but my legs good are and, like long.
It's them thighs that be making me think. It's them thighs and that flat stomach. I saw a woman today, and I don't believe in backbiting anybody, but I was tripping because I saw a woman. She had that ass stomach. You know when the stomach poke out and it looked like a butt? God damn, I pray for you guys that you do not have that in your life. I just had to give a quick side note. Let me go back to your questions. Luis, what it do, baby? I'm going to buy your book. Thanks, man. You two are really wise and intelligent. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck, Sad Bert.
What date is the book dropping?
Change your name. You're not sad, you're happy.
Speak to him.
Yeah, honestly, like, a negative mindset or just like negative words can really like impact your life. So change all of those facts, like those thoughts. You're not sad, you're happy, Bart. That's a good step. Nobody wants to talk to a sad person.
Sad Bart, she says, next time I see your ass online, you need to be happy, Bart.
Happy Bart.
I'ma keep an eye out for you, pimp. Snow says, you dropping a book. I gotta support the pimp, and I appreciate that. Yeah, so I'm dropping the first manuscript by the end of this week, and today's Saturday, right? So that motherfucker's coming live to you on Sunday. I want you to DM me on Instagram your Gmails, because on Gmail you'll be able to comment. I literally want you guys to read it and make comments and tell me what you think is fascinating and what you think is not interesting, story by story, chapter by chapter. I want this to be a masterpiece that will be immortal. It will immortalize myself and all the game that I have, 100 years of game, so that people may benefit for all time. Live from Toronto. What it do? You know I go through Toronto all the time. I got me a couple hijabis in Toronto. You
dig? Territorial.
Our girls territorial.
Everyone is.
Everyone is.
I feel like it, or I am. So that means everyone is.
No, she said she socked a bitch for looking at me when we was on our way over here. I had to pull her off of a bitch. So the answer is yes, especially when they love you. A woman's love is the strongest force on the planet Earth. If a woman loves you, she will give you everything. And I do mean everything. When are you coming to Belize? Oh man, I can't even lie to you. I probably never pull up in Belize. But let me know when you're moving around. We'll link up. Will it be available on Patreon? Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see what other questions we have. Who's your pick for Conor versus Cerrone? I don't really pay attention to the MMA like that. You guys know I love the boxing. So the next fight I'm checking out is Wilder versus Fury, and I'm leaning toward Wilder on a knockout or Fury on a decision. And she's from Nebraska, which has Crawford, so I'm trying to see Terrence Crawford get out. She might have to come through, fuck with me.
Lisa, thank you, Lisa.
Hey Taylor, wishing you too prosperity. I appreciate that, Lisa. And shout out to all my female subscribers, because I know if you're a woman and you subscribe to the big homie.
And he's very degrading with what he says sometimes. Bitch.
When I say bitch, I'm talking about a bitch. So I'm accurate, it's proper diction. But when I'm talking about a lady or a woman, I say that. So if you're a woman or a lady and you subscribe to my channel, I appreciate you, because I know you're very elevated and you're really listening closely for the true knowledge, and you're not getting distracted by minor things like the word bitch. So I appreciate that.
Ouch.
Jabrizzi, I appreciate you, brother, because I know you always donate. So thank you very much. And let me get to your question right now. How much do you know about the 25 cognitive biases? If you don't know, you should take a look. It's powerful information. Jabrizzi, I haven't read it. I haven't heard of it. So that's a knowledge gap that I have. If you can recommend a book or something, hit my DM with it, and I'll check it out.
Definitely.
And whoever just sent $10, I appreciate that. That's love. That's good looking out.
Thank you.
There you go. What are her hobbies? Oh, what are her hobbies?
What are my hobbies?
Luis been gaming his mind.
He is. Yeah. Great question. I love to work out, and I love to solo travel. I love to backpack. I love to hike. Anything active. I play soccer. I play ultimate frisbee. I play football. Just anything. Anything where I'm moving.
She says she plays football and she's not bullshitting. Can we share that? She used to do lingerie football or fantasy football. What's it called?
Lingerie football.
Lingerie football.
Full tackle,
and they go super hard. So yes, and that's a good question of what are your hobbies.
And what I do for a living. I was in the Navy for 6 years, and I just got out, and I'm a student in school right now, physical therapy. So.
Physical therapy, you dig? That's very useful. What other questions we got? Okay. Well, folks, I think we're going to give this the last 5 minutes, because we've been live for 40 minutes. And I give out so much free game to you guys. If you have not already subscribed to patreon.com/thesaintandthesinner, subscribe. If you've never donated in your life, make your first donation to my Venmo is @MarquetteDevon. My Cash App is Marquette, MARQUETT. because I think I got over 70 videos of pure game on all topics. Romance, business, you name it. So if you haven't supported the big homie, do, because as I always say, show love to those who show love to you. We're going to give a last 5 minutes for those who have questions. Cohen Davis, what it do, baby? I see you back on. Can we get an example of that lingerie football right now?
What's your Instagram?
Oh, it's TAYYLOR_B.
Say that one more time for motherfuckers like me who are slow.
TAYYLOR_B. Oh, look, we got someone donated more.
Oh, we got another donation.
Jeez.
$20. I appreciate that. That's love. You know what? And I love them, and I always give out a lot of free game.
Mm-hmm.
Really high quality knowledge, and I'm sure they love you as well. And I do want to say, if you guys are subscribing to her Instagram and you haven't subscribed to the big homies, you're a cold-blooded motherfucker. I just want you to know that. But I'm not hating on you, because you know the pimping don't hate, the pimping don't backbite. But I'm just saying. 1 minute left, so I'm gonna see what we got. Might as well stay a little longer with the donations coming in.
We have to have fun as well.
Phone calls, I got meetings I was supposed to take. So folks, I actually gotta run. As I always say, I know you're great. Be remarkable. Make sure you're...
Well, let me hit that last question. No, I could not be with a man who is not financially stable. Smart. Financially smart. I couldn't be with a man who's not financially smart.
Okay. We done. We out. Deuces! Okay. All right, and I'm going to leave this up so that if you didn't get to see the whole thing, especially if you donated, you can go back and peep the whole thing. All right, I'm Swayze.